And I think of my little grandson, Buddy White Plume, he's age one. When he's 20, I don't want him to be one of those two-thirds of the population in the world that doesn't have access to drinking water. I want him to have drinking water. He's depending on me, his grandma, to try to make a way for him to have water. So we fight this fight the best way we can, traveling all over the United States, all over the world. Sometimes we end up in other countries, building networks, creating allies, finding spirits who will work with us, like all you all here tonight, brought here for a reason, brought together in this space for a reason. So we let the spirit guide us and lead us, and we do the best we can. We have no concept of greed and selfishness in Lakota way of thought. I mentioned earlier, we always try our best to be a good relative. No greed, no selfishness. A long time ago, Mother Earth shook herself because human beings were being petty and selfish and vain. And those who heard her survived. We went to the Black Hills and we survived, and we're here today. Mother Earth is doing it now. She's warning us, don't be selfish, petty, and vain. But all over the world, especially in the United States, there's people who are petty and selfish and vain, and they think only of themselves. We met a selfish man a long time ago in a winter camp. Our teepees were halfway full of snow on the outside. Snow in the trees, snow on the land, snow on the plants. And a hungry man staggered in from the plains, and he smelled something in the trees that smelled real good. The buffalo has hardly any fat. What it does have is very special. We use it for medicine, we use it to make fire, we use it in cooking. And when our men hunt, we take the fat and we put it in the belly bag of a buffalo, and we tie it into a tree up high.